USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January. His explanation on why we have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border.
I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening. That I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy.
President Biden misstated the reality at the U.S.-Mexico border when he asserted that nothing has changed when it comes to the number of children coming to the United States. Those numbers are way up since Biden became president on January 20th. A Georgia State Democrat was taken away from the State House in handcuffs on Thursday as Governor Brian Kemp signed an election reform bill. State Representative Park Cannon from Atlanta was booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting General Assembly sessions. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
More details on Monday's mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says he's ruling out claims that the Boulder mass shooting suspect had any ties to terrorist groups. The shooting suspect's brother telling the Daily Beast this was not at all a political statement, it's a mental illness. To which former FBI agent Chris Swecker tells Fox News, sometimes it's about people reporting family members if they are mentally unstable. It's not about gun control legislation.
Colorado has every gun law known to this country. I mean, they have a red flag law, which is a law that allows family or law enforcement to petition to have a gun removed from someone who appears to be dangerous and mentally unstable. But that didn't prevent this incident. I think, as a commentator, I can say that I think there's some responsibility on the part of family and friends to invoke that law.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
In his first court appearance since being accused of gunning down 10 people at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado Monday, 21-year-old Ahmed Al-Aliwi Alyssa will stay behind bars. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket this week appeared in court for the first time and was denied bail at the hearing. The judge said Ahmad Alisa, who faces 10 charges of first-degree murder in Monday's shooting attack at the King's Superstore, must be held without bond. Defense attorneys said they wanted more time to evaluate his mental state. The judge made the ruling during a brief hearing in which he formally faced charges for killing 9 civilians and Officer Eric Talley. He's also charged with attempted murder of another police officer. They say he used a Ruger AR-556, which is a weapon that would have been banned under a Boulder City law enacted in 2018, but the ban was overturned by a local judge just days before the attack. 3 Colorado lawmakers have called for a statewide ban on the type of assault weapon that was used in the Boulder attack. Colorado lawmakers have already proposed 2 bills for gun reform. One would set more stringent rules for firearm storage, and the other would require owners to report lost or stolen guns.
King Supers, where the shooting took place, is known to be a gun-free zone. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.